I don't know, maybe, you know, you might order a little Playboy station tonight on your DSS satellite, because that's what carnal people do. I don't know, maybe just before you leave the church, you may flirt with two or three women while your wife in the bathroom powdering her nose. That's what carnal people do. So that's what carnal people do. That's what carnal people do. Maybe you're gonna get upset, you know, on the way out and shoot the police officers a bird because they wouldn't let you go first. That's what carnal people do. Maybe you might even cuss the usher out, you know, next Sunday when you come in because, you know, that's what carnal people do. That's what they do. Of course, you probably tell, you know, several lies to justify when you do something because, you know, carnal people don't have no problem lying because they don't resist temptation. So maybe we really ought not to have a problem with this because, you know, you're only doing what you're supposed to do. You're carnal. You're carnal. I wish you didn't get upset about it because that's what carnal people do. So maybe when you're doing that, I shouldn't get upset, which I should just say, oh, I know who you are. Carnal people refuse to change. Carnal people don't like talking about change. They'd rather just leave well enough alone. And it's not well. Carnal people are self-conscious. They're always concerned about what other people think about them and never concerned about what God thinks about them. Carnal people, they don't think that they have a right to be like Jesus. It's carnal people. Carnal people will listen to worldly music. I mean, why not? Who cares if the spirit of that music comes into my heart and before you know it, I'm wanting to do some of the things that I thought I was delivered out of. I'm carnal anyway. I've always listened to it. Might as well listen to it now. I'm carnal. That's what you're supposed to do. If I get in your car and you've got some worldly music on, I shouldn't be shocked. I mean, it just indicates you're carnal, fleshy. You refuse to grow. That's what you do. Now, if that's you, how many of you know you got some growing to do? If you want to grow. But now we come to the third kind of man. And the third kind of man is a spiritual man. Who is this spiritual man? He's developed in the divine things. He's developed in God things. Here's the key word here, developed. His spirit has gained ascendancy over his intellectual processes. His spirit has gained ascendancy over his physical body. His spirit has gained ascendancy over his physical senses. This man is governed by the word of God. This is the man, hallelujah, that when people say you can't, he says you can. This is the man when the doctor say you're gonna die, his spirit has risen above and ascended above his intellectual processes, and he says, by his stripes I'm healed. The spirit man says, in a time of need, I will sow a seed and God will meet my need. Because he's arisen above those natural things. This spirit man has become sons of God. This spirit man is no longer governed by his flesh. This spirit man is the man that has grown into his authority, where he's not looking at what people say. You can't walk on water. But he says, Jesus walked on water and I can be just like Jesus. Jesus healed the sick and I can heal the sick. Jesus cast out devils and I can cast out devils. Money cometh to Jesus in the mouth of that fish and money cometh to me. I mean, you go above your intellectual processes. This is the Son of God. Well, what's the scripture say in Ephesians chapter 1? Flip over there. This spiritual man knows what he has a right to. Carnal man doesn't. The spiritual man knows what he has a right to. And this is how the spiritual man sees it in the book of Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3. This is how the spiritual man sees it in verse 3. He says, blessed or empowered to have success, be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One, Christ.